Why is it that 140 years on, we still debate the merits or otherwise of a 26-year-old bushranger who ambushed a train at Glen Rowan? It was a crime that changed the police force, divided a country, but also mesmerised Australia. Ned Younger is an amateur historian. He lives in Greta, just 300 metres from the grounds where Ned Kelly is buried. What happened yesterday, 140 years ago?
Right, well, it all started with the murder of Aaron Sherritt by the four members of the gang. They planned to attract a trainload of police to the northeast, and Glen Rowan was chosen by its embankment where the railway line comes through the cutting. The train would crash and career down the hill and kill many of the police on the train, which would assist the gang in a major attack against the police.
And what actually happened?
Well, much to the gang's misfortune, they took up prisoners in the Glen Rowan Hotel and waited for the train. The train was very slow at getting moving from Melbourne. It took more than a day to actually get up to Glen Rowan. And when it arrived, the gang had been on the alcohol most of the night, and they'd started letting prisoners go, and one of the prisoners, Thomas Kernow, the teacher, went down and stopped the train and warned them that the Kellys were in Glen Rowan, and the train rolled on in and stopped rather than running through and careering off the hill.
And was the train full of police officers?
Yes, there was about 35 police on the train with other civilians as well.
And that was the day that Ned Kelly made his famous stand, decked out in his steel armour.
Yes, the armour was never ever used before. This was the only event that the armour was used. And it was designed purely to stand on the railway line and shoot at the wounded or dying police in the train below. But because the train didn't stop, they stood their ground in the hotel, and an onslaught of gunfire occurred, and it's such a tragic event that, you know, the four members of the gang were killed or captured. There were civilians killed as well. It's etched a part of our history that will never be forgotten.
And what happened to Ned?
Well, Ned, as you just said, made his famous last stand. He stumbled out of the bush, whether he was attempting to distract the police or rescue his mates from the hotel. He stood his ground and took on three or four other police officers, and due to him being wounded several times, due to his weakness or loss of blood and then a couple of shotgun blasts to the leg, he was ultimately captured.
As he lay there wounded, the sash which he was given when he was a boy, that he had been awarded for saving the life of a child who was drowning in the river, and it was one of his most revered and precious belongings. And when he conducted this ambush and what everybody knew may well be their last stand, he took this sash with him and wore it. What do you think that indicated?
Well, I feel that he thought that it was, being green, it was a connection to his Irish heritage. He saw it as a proud moment in his life that he'd been awarded this. And it was like, I suppose, wearing your medals to battle, you might say. No one knew that he had it on him until he was absolutely captured. But it's ironic that it disappeared at that point in time and was never questioned until it was returned.
What's it like living next to his burial ground?
Well, I'm born and bred in Greta. I've lived there most of my life. He was only returned and buried there 7 years ago. There's a lot of traffic that comes to the cemetery. There was a lot there on the weekend. People come and they search for his unmarked grave. It's not publicly known. It creates a lot of interest.